Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the code and come up swimming in insights. I'm Alex, the one who untangles the wires behind your screen.
And I'm Jamie, your friendly neighborhood question asker, here to make sure Alex doesn't leave us lost in the tech labyrinth. Today, we're talking about something that sounds like a magic spell: Python tricks for modern front-end and fog computing.
Ah, Python, the Swiss Army knife of programming languages. It's been around, powering back-end systems, but now it's stretching its coils into new territories: front-end development and fog computing.
Wait, Python and front-end? Isn't that JavaScript's turf?
Exactly the kind of sharp question I expected from you, Jamie. Yes, JavaScript reigns supreme in front-end land, but Python has found its way in through build automation, API orchestration, and even server-side rendering.
So Python's like the backstage crew making the front-end stars shine?
Spot on. It's handling the behind-the-scenes tasks, making developers' lives easier. For instance, managing front-end build pipelines with tools like Invoke, or automating tasks with a simple Python script.
That's neat. But what's this fog computing you mentioned? Sounds cloudy.
Fog computing is like the middle ground between the cloud and edge computing. It brings data processing closer to the ground, or the edge, where the data gets generated, reducing latency and bandwidth use.
So, Python is the magic spell that bridges front-end and fog computing.
Exactly. With its lightweight footprint and mature libraries, Python is perfect for orchestrating these transitions. And with async patterns, it's doing wonders in handling concurrent operations, like fetching data from multiple sensors at the edge.
Async patterns, you say? I remember async await from JavaScript. Python has that too?
Absolutely. Python's async.io library is a game changer for writing asynchronous code. It's like telling Python, hey, manage these tasks in the background and let me know when you're done, all without blocking the main thread.
Magic indeed. But let's not forget about our listeners trying to keep up. Any examples of these Python tricks in action?
Sure. Take data classes, a feature introduced in Python 3.7. They're perfect for defining models with less boilerplate code. Imagine you have a fog computing node and you want to define a device model. With data classes, it's just a few lines of code.
Less boilerplate means developers get to go home earlier, right?
In theory, yes, but we love our code caves. Another trick up Python's sleeve is list comprehensions. They make code not just cleaner, but also faster, because they're optimized at a lower level.
Clean and fast, like my racing drone. But what about security? That's always a biggie.
Good point. When deploying Python in fog computing or even in front-end tasks, always use TLS for secure communication, validate payloads rigorously, and implement rate limiting to fend off unwanted guests.
Safety first, kids. Don't let your data talk to strangers.
Right? And for those deep diving into development, testing, and monitoring are your best friends. Python's got tools like PyTest for testing and Prometheus for monitoring your applications.
I love how Python seems to have tools for everything. It's like the Batman of programming languages.
Couldn't agree more. And with recent trends, Python's role is only getting bigger in areas like edge computing and front-end automation.
So for our listeners out there thinking about their next project, Python's a solid choice?
Absolutely. Whether you're automating front-end tasks, orchestrating cloud-to-fog transitions, or even deploying edge analytics, Python's versatility and ease of use make it a go-to language.
Well, folks, there you have it. Python, not just for back-end, not just for data science, but a powerful ally in front-end and fog computing, too.
Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more tech deep dives and developer anecdotes.
And remember, in the world of technology, stay curious, stay nerdy. Until next time.